Chelek Yudalid, Parshas Vizois HaBracha, Simchas Torah Sicha Aleph. In this Sicha, the Rebbe teaches us the unique connection between Parshas Vizois HaBracha, which we read and conclude on Simchas Torah, and the day of Simchas Torah itself. The Rebbe expands on the question in Chassidus regarding the celebration of Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, and not on Shavuos, and expands on the answer in connection to all of the above. The Rebbe begins the Sicha with the intention of making us aware that though Vizois HaBracha is the last parsha in Torah, this is not the reason we read Vizois HaBracha on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. The Rebbe begins, the Rambam writes, quoting the Mishnah and the Gemara, Moshe tikein lohem liYisrael shehekirin b'chol moed inyonei. Moshe established that on every Yom Tov, the nation should read a portion of Torah specific to the theme of that Chag. The Rambam continues and lists the readings of all the festivals, concluding with the last festival, in other words, Sukkot, the reading of Kol HaBachor, and finally finishes with the reading of Vizois HaBracha. One of the reasons mentioned for Vizois HaBracha as the final reading is taught in Machzer Vitri, a halachic compendium by Rabbi Simcha of Vitri, a Talmud of Rashi, as the bringing together of two joyous occasions. We read the conclusion of the Torah, and that's a simcha, and we are rejoicing on the day of Yom Tov, of Simchas Torah, thus escalating the joy of the day. And after Simchas Torah, the Shabbos following, we begin the Torah anew with Parshas Bereishis on Shabbos Bereishis. The reason given in Machzer Vitri doesn't seem to completely encapsulate why we actually read Vizois HaBracha, the actual Parsha, on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. What connects the Parsha to the day? Based on what the Rambam writes and the Gemara writes, that Moshe established that specific Torah readings were to be read relevant to the particular festivals, and that Vizois HaBracha was established as the reading on Simchas Torah, there must be a deeper connection between the two. To begin to explore this, we look at the question discussed in Mamari Chassidus regarding the fact that Simchas Torah is celebrated at the conclusion of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres versus on Shavuos when the Torah was given. The answer given is that Simchas Torah celebrated on Shmini Atzeres is a celebration of the second set of luchos given to Moshe on Yom Kippur, with Shmini Atzeres being the last day of festivities of Yom Tov following immediately after Yom Kippur. But Chassidus, Nishmasa d'Oraisa, the soul of Torah, clearly is in harmony always with Nigla, with Gufa Shel Torah, the body of Torah. Like their designations attest, they are body and soul of one Torah. But in Nigla, this question is clearly addressed in Shulchan Aruch with a reason given that this is the day we conclude the Torah, and this is reason to rejoice. One could say that the question in Chassidus is why wasn't it originally instituted by our sages that the conclusion of the reading of the Torah should indeed be on Shavuos? Why was it instituted to begin Bereishis on what is Shabbos Bereishis and finish it on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah? And the answer for that would be, as we said, that Yom Kippur is the day that the second luchos were given to Moshe, regarding which the Mishnah on the tractate of Tainis says, the day of Matan Torah is considered the day of Hashem's marriage, a day of great rejoicing, but the day of Yom Kippur, the day of the second luchos being given is a day of double that joy. And so that day versus Shavuos is the essential day of rejoicing. Now, though we conclude the Torah on Simchas Torah, it remains logical to suggest that Shavuos is a day of rejoicing, because on Shavuos there is an experience of Torah being given in its wholeness and completion. And as well, this completion of Torah, says Rashi, in the name of Rabbi Sadia Gaon, is expressed in the fact that the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments, incorporate all 613 mitzvahs. And so when the first luchos were given, these 10 dibros incorporated the entire Torah of 613 mitzvahs. In fact, this completion of Torah, based on the giving of the Aseres Hadibros, is truly the real simcha of the giving of the Torah. The idea that we celebrate the completion of Torah comes from a teaching of Rebbe Lazar, who says that Shlomo HaMelech celebrated the knowledge that Hashem had granted him in a dream. Upon waking, Shlomo realized that it was not a dream at all, and that he had been granted knowledge, and he brought sacrifices and made a celebration for all his servants. This celebration was on being granted this unusual wisdom. While it's true that the completion or wholeness of Torah is not obvious in the Ten Commandments, yet in giving us the luchos, Hashem gave us everything. The saying of our sages, hafachba vahafachba, turn it and turn it over again, and you will see all is within it. Just this, having been given the Aseres Hadibros, is sufficient for great celebration. After all, we celebrate and make a siyum even on the completion of a single tractate. All of this, and the fact that every year on Shavuos we have a renewed energy of this giving of the Torah, would make it seem that this should be the day we celebrate the Torah in completion. And yet Shavuos is not the day designated for this joy. Why is this so? There is a difference between Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres. The first luchos given on Shavuos were a gift from God above. But Shmini Atzeres in Simchas Torah, when we conclude the Torah, we did this. We learned all year. And we worked hard to achieve this. And so the joy of our achievement, our completion, is greatest on Simchas Torah. The joy of earning something is far greater than any pleasure there could be in just receiving something for nothing. In fact, in receiving something for nothing, there is a poor feeling felt. Even the one who worked at completing the Torah without fully understanding and only being capable of reading it can experience great joy of his earnings on his level on Simchas Torah. And therein lies the difference. Shavuos is indeed the time when we receive the complete Torah, and has this element of completion, and in fact that element of completion of Shavuos is loftier as a divine revelation than what man can accomplish on his own. Yet, what man can accomplish on his own is what leads and brings to true joy. And so, the answer why Shavuos isn't the time established for rejoicing with the Torah, for the Torah was given to be studied, and the celebration of Simchas Torah is a celebration equally shared by all and incorporates a woman's celebration and the celebration of a child, who certainly would wonder why not celebrate on Shavuos, the time when we got the Torah. This answer, that rejoicing with the Torah is about the effort we put in. When a child receives the Torah, This Torah is an inheritance everyone received, but a little child cannot really learn it and understand. When he grows older and he learns Torah, his rejoicing will be complete for the effort he put in and acquired. Considering this, we can relate this to the explanation given in several mamorim where it is taught that establishing Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah to take place when they do is about the giving of the second Luchos on Yom Kippur. There is a difference between the first and second Luchos. Generally, the difference is in the Luchos themselves. The first Luchos were crafted by Hashem and were inscribed, written upon by the finger of God. And the second set of Luchos were crafted by man, by Moshe, and the engraving was done by Hashem. This difference impacts not just the Jew, but actually the universe. Chazal say, Ilmole loy nishtabru luchos harishonos, loy nishkacha Torah miYisrael. If the first luchos had not been broken, the Torah would never be forgotten. A Jew would learn and never forget his learning. And as a people, our devotion would remain strong. Furthermore, Chazal say, Ein kol uma v'loshein sheletes bahen, and no foreign nation or tongue would rule over us. And yet, the second Luchos introduced the opportunity of man's personal effort in the study of Torah. And the effort and work one puts into Torah study reveals the Or Chazer, the returning light, the divine light whose source is even beyond the order of descending lights of creation that Hashem infused into our lowly domain, which when revealed reflects back from below to above, illuminating ever higher worlds. And this effort transcends the light of Torah just on its own. And for this is our great rejoicing on Simchas Torah. There's yet another explanation given in Chassidus for the celebration of rejoicing with the Torah of Shmini Atzeres as it follows the giving of the second Luchos specifically, and that is that when we received the first Luchos, we stood as a nation united, ki ish echad, all of us tzaddikim, having been returned to a sinless state, able to call out as one na'aseh before nishma, the absolute commitment to Torah. When we received the second Luchos, we stood at Sinai as Baalei Tshuva. We had sinned and distanced ourselves from God with a golden calf, and we begged for forgiveness to be close again and had been forgiven and drawn near. The rejoicing on Simchas Torah thus is a celebration of the closeness after the distance. This idea reflects as well the earlier mentioned thought that Simchas Torah is a time of rejoicing for our work and our efforts in Torah study. There are two ways that we see this in the difference between tzaddikim and Baalei Tshuva. One is the internal work one does, and the second is in the work one does with the world around him outside of himself. A tzaddik's internal work is to remain true to his nature. A Jew does not by nature wish to separate himself from God. And the tzaddik, who is not ruled by the Yetzer Hara, by the inclination that drives him away from God, remains true to that upright nature. He lives with the instruction and the capabilities bestowed in the Shvua Tehi Tzadik, be righteous. A Baal Tshuva, who veered from this path, returns through his own efforts and his Torah learning and his mitzvah performance on his own. In relationship to the way that the individual service of God impacts the world, therein too, there are the differences. The tzaddik reveals what God put into the world to be revealed, bringing the concealed into revelation through permissible activities in this physical world. The tzaddik does not create a new reality, but reveals the hidden holiness. In this avaida, the idea of ne'ma d'chsufa, bread unearned by labor, is not negated, because the foundation of the efforts of a tzaddik are just a gift from above. The Baal Tshuva, on the other hand, who purifies and elevates the sins committed until they are transformed into merits, who takes that which negates godliness and reveals the godliness within, creating new vessels for godliness, does not work only with what he has been given, but he creates new pathways, and his efforts fully negate the possibility of unearned bread, ne'ma d'chsufa, bread of shame. His internal work and the external impact of the Baal Tshuva in making change is in creating transformation, transmuting the bad to the good, bad to good and holiness, thereby making a dira b'tachtonim for God. Uniting and combining these two ideas, the value of man's effort and work in Torah, and hence why we celebrate Simchas Torah not on Shavuos, the day of our gifting, but on Shmini Atzeres, the day of our efforts, becomes the foundation for the explanation that Simchas Torah is celebrated on the final day of Yom Tov after Yom Kippur, when we received and can celebrate the giving of the second Luchos. We now have insight into the connection between Zois HaBracha and why it is read on Shmini Atzeres. At the beginning of the Parsha, we read about the giving of the first Luchos and the Yerusha we received, the inheritance given to us through Moshe. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Mayrasha kihilas Yaakov, an inheritance we did not work for. The conclusion of Zois HaBracha speaks of the breaking of the Luchos, the final words of the Parsha, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, are a reference to Moshe breaking the Luchos before the eyes of all Israel, to which Rashi says, Hashem approved, and said, Yasher Koichecha Sheshavarta, well done for shattering the Luchos. This Rashi infers that the shattering of the Luchos, of the first Luchos, which brought to the giving of the second Luchos, was a good thing because the second Luchos were of the value of Balei Tshuva. Moshe breaking the Luchos before the eyes of all of Israel brought us to Tshuva and gave us with the second Luchos the opportunity to put our personal effort into Torah. When we arrive at the final days of the 7 days of Yom Tov of Sukkot, with all the spiritual energy internalized over those days, we arrive to a day of great rejoicing, rejoicing that one has gotten here with personal effort. The fact that we begin Bereishis immediately upon finishing V'zois HaBracha on Simchas Torah, and the way we read it, calling aloud together, Vayehi Boker Yom Echad, Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Boker Yom Echad, and then Yom Sheni, and then Yom Shlishi, is symbolic of the fact that our efforts count, that our effort counts so much that we are seen through this personal effort and work to be actual partners with God in creation, equal partners. This partnership happens only through the work of a Baal Tshuva, only through the efforts that cause transformation, turning the negatives into positives, creating new pathways for revealed godliness, so that the world can experience Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Umalchusei Bakol Mashala. Hashem's kingship over all. And this, in turn, assists man in fulfilling his ultimate shlichus in this world.